We invite you to enjoy this sermon presented by the Reverend Bob Geckler on September 21, 2025 at the Howie in the Hills Community Church of Howie in the Hills, Florida. The title is, You Want Me to Pray for Who?
Our New Testament reading comes from the book of 1 Timothy, chapter 2, verses 1 through 7. I urge then, first of all, that petitions, prayers, intercession, and thanksgiving be made for all people, for kings and all those in authority, that we may live peaceful and quiet lives in all godliness and holiness. This is good and pleases God, our Savior, who wants all people to be saved and to come to a knowledge of the truth. For there is one God and one mediator between God and mankind, the man Christ Jesus, who gave himself as a ransom for all people. This has now been witnessed to at the proper time, and for this purpose I was appointed a herald and an apostle. I am telling the truth, I am not lying, and a true and faithful teacher of the Gentiles. This is the word of the Lord. Please be with me in the spirit of prayer. May the words of my mouth and the meditation of all of our hearts together be acceptable to you, O Lord, our rock and our redeemer. Amen.
Amen.
Our readings for today sure open up plenty of themes for our consideration. A lot to bite off, but sometimes that's just what we need to challenge us. The Old Testament prophet Amos lived approximately 750 years before Christ. Historians tell us that it was a relatively peaceful and quiet time in ancient Israel, and a time of prosperity as well. It was also a time when the social norms of the day were being challenged and broken down. Morality and social justice were being ignored and pushed aside. Sound familiar? Amos was a shepherd and a farmer by trade before God called upon him to warn the Israelites of the unpleasant fate to come upon them for their idolatry, immorality, and social decay. Much like other prophets, God uses rather common folk to bring his message to the people. Our reading focuses on the dishonest merchants who put their own financial gains ahead of doing the right thing for those less fortunate. Does that sound like some folks today? Sabbath, in the context of the prophecy of Amos, is not so much a time of worship, but more a time of rest, as called for in the ancient Jewish tradition. Rest from one's work, for people, for animals, and for the land. This idea of shutting down oneself for a time of rest is something we don't do very well anymore. We're always busy with something, and there is no day of rest in much of commerce any longer. It's sad, but we don't know how to just be still and know God. Those Amos speaks of in our reading want this time of Sabbath rest to be over, so they can get back to making money in whatever way they can. And the more, the better. skimping on the measurements, inflating a price, using scales that are set up to shortchange the buyer. Wow. Are we talking about 750 BC or this year? Some things just don't change. Cheating and dishonesty is surely one such thing that the centuries have not erased. Taking away the scraps the poor may count on was yet another way the needy were trampled underfoot. Treating those less fortunate as though they don't matter at all, like they are worthless, almost not even human beings. Have times changed? I saw a report just the other day of a commentator who responded to a remark about detaining mentally ill or homeless people, saying, or involuntary injection or something, just kill them. Wow. That is not how we as Christians are to care for those in need. Amos reminds us, the Lord, the God of Israel, has sworn, I will never forget their evil deeds. Sin is nothing new. And I think we all know it is not going away until the time when Jesus returns in his glory. The psalmist reminds us, though, that we are still to praise the Lord at all times and in all places throughout the world. God is not viewed as simply an overbearing judge, but as a loving God who looks upon all of creation with endless love and care for all. Those who are strong and powerful, and those who are weak and hurting. God lifts up the poor and needy to be on a level with princes and rulers of the nation. God doesn't place us in some sort of ranked order by wealth or status, because we are all created in God's image as his children, for which we should indeed be thankful and sing our heartfelt praises. Our New Testament reading from the letter to Timothy is usually attributed to Paul, but possibly written later by one of Paul's followers. Either way, this letter likely reflects the beliefs and opinions of Paul. It is not an easy part of Scripture, and certainly a portion many would prefer to bypass. In the section immediately preceding today's reading, Paul is quite critical of those who do not follow the ways of Christ or the teachings of Moses, at least as Paul sees it. The writer claims there are false teachers and blasphemous teachers claiming to be Jesus' followers. Paul seems a bit full of himself, telling us, I was appointed a herald and an apostle. I am telling the truth. I am not lying, and a true and faithful teacher of the Gentiles. The section that comes just after this reading speaks of how women are not to teach men nor have any authority over men. Women are to be submissive and dress modestly. Personally, I think this is rather contradictory of the way Jesus interacted with women. He respected all people and told us to do so as well. And let us not forget that it was women who first came to find the tomb empty on Easter morning. And they were the ones to tell the disciples of this event. I don't think Jesus meant that there are no gender differences, but did show us that we are all God's children and that we can learn from one another, whoever we are. The section I read does not touch on these portions, but I thought it important to put it in context. We are told to pray for all people. And we are reminded that Jesus came not just to the Jews of the day, but for all of humanity. That he came as a ransom for all people. Our prayers are to be inclusive of everyone. Praying that the whole world may come to the knowledge of the truth of Jesus the Christ. It is important to pay attention to the first part of this reading. He says, I urge you, first of all, to pray for all people. Ask God to help them. Intercede on their behalf. And give thanks for them. Pray this way for kings and all who are in authority, so that we can live peaceful and quiet lives, marked by godliness and dignity. We live in a world torn apart by political and societal battles. Nations fighting one another over ideologies, turf, and claims of long ago. Neighbors shunning neighbors over little things, as well as over politics and personal beliefs. We need to pray for those who lead and govern us throughout the world, that we can live and work in peace and mutual respect. That is perhaps an impossible dream for humankind, but still worth striving for. Jesus didn't promise to take away all disagreement and strife from our existence in this life. But as followers of his way, it is something for us to hope for and to have hope that this will be there in the life to come. Lord, you want me to pray for who? We are to pray for all people, all nations, whether we like them or not, agree with them or not. Judgment is not ours, it is God's. If someone has wronged you, pray for them, for healing of the relationship, or simply for peace in their life and yours. We cannot change people, but we can pray for them. Our heartfelt prayers are indeed pleasing to God. Amen.
Amen.
Please be with me again in prayer. Lord Jesus, you call us to love and care for one another. May our prayers and supplications be sincere, and may our lives be focused on living in honesty and care for all people. In Jesus' holy name we pray. Amen.
You have heard a sermon delivered on September 21, 2025 at the Howie in the Hills Community Church of Howie in the Hills, Florida, by the Reverend Bob Geckler. The title was, You Want Me to Pray for Who? Thank you for listening, and may God bless you.